As the anniversary of the June 1st tornadoes in western Massachusetts approaches, the recovery has come a long way, but there are stark reminders there's still a long way to go.
Oh, it's been a horrendous year for me.
Janice Brown, a single mother of five children, has spent the last year living in a crowded apartment. Her Springfield home, which was in the path of the tornado, was condemned. Then a contractor took her insurance money and left before finishing the repairs.
We've been gone so long, not to have a home or a place that you can know you're going to go at today, or just to go in your own kitchen to make a cup of tea. I can't even do that.
Brown says she's been given hope today that her fortunes are about to reverse because hers was one of 10 homes worked on by more than 300 volunteer laborers organized by the Springfield affiliate of the national nonprofit Rebuilding Together. The volunteers were to put vinyl siding on Brown's home and do electrical and heating and ventilation work inside. Other projects range from a wall raising of a destroyed garage, removing trees and stumps, painting exteriors, repairing roofs, replacing windows and doors, planting trees, shrubs, flowers, and debris removal. One group of volunteers from the Massachusetts chapter of AARP fixed up the home of 91-year-old Doris Work so that she can continue to live in the house she and her late husband built nearly 60 years ago.
Today I wake up and everybody's around here due to my daughter. I'm very lucky.
Colleen Loveless, the executive director of Springfield Rebuilding Together, said the organization has repaired 37 homes using volunteers and donated supplies in the past year.
A couple of assessments out there, over 100 households out there, and well over $1 million in rebuilding costs and tree removal. So we still have a long way to go.
Before the volunteers set off to work Wednesday, Massachusetts Lieutenant Governor Timothy Murray announced $75,000 for Rebuilding Together. He said the organization helps fill gaps that will always exist in government programs and insurance.
It's volunteer efforts by individuals, oftentimes small businesses, and that I think takes or speaks to the total commitment that's needed to rebuild a community. Government can't do it alone.
Murray also announced more tornado relief funding for the city of Springfield, $1.3 million to reimburse the city for emergency repairs that were made to streets and sidewalks damaged by the tornado. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno said the city is still trying to recover financially from the devastating blow it took a year ago.
I will continue to fight for every dime that I feel we deserve to the taxpayers of the city of Springfield, reimbursable, but not only to rebuild structures and infrastructures, we're also rebuilding human lives. So there's many more millions of dollars to go.
State officials say that to date, individuals, businesses, and homeowners have received more than $26.7 million in federal disaster assistance to cover uninsured losses from the tornadoes. The Division of Insurance says 98% of all tornado damage claims have been settled, and insurance companies paid out more than $200 million. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.